Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. My co-host today is David Linden. And our wonderful guest is Martha Cohen. Prior to Martha coming, we were speaking with Ellie Moskowitz, who is an optician expert practitioner. And he has his practice in Albertson, and the name of that practice is In Focus Eyewear. And David, I know that you were seeing him. He made your glasses that are, I think you said, 104 years old.
At least.
At least. And they still look great. I think, you know, they might have come in and out of style, but they're totally in. And I don't know how that happens. And Martha, as soon as you walked in, I think Ellie commented on your glasses and frames immediately. So today's been a really interesting show. Martha, we were talking about World in Motion. Now, as you know, with the town of North Hempstead, to find out any information about any of these programs, all you have to do is call 311 and to register. A lot of the programs, probably some of the ones that you're also facilitating, people have to register because we only have a certain amount that can fit in a room, wherever the room is. I get a feeling that your room is probably going to be getting bigger and bigger. So you call 311, and of course, if you are not home, because you can't call 311 from a cell phone, you could get the city's 311. So the number you dial is 516-869-6311. That's right, 869-6311. And then you could call from anywhere. I mean, if you're in the city, if you're out of state, you can call 311 and, you know, whatever you're looking for, if it's a senior issue, if you need transportation, if you want information on World in Motion, you just give that number a call and we will be able to give you that information, even if you want to talk to somebody in Project Independence. So it's a really great call center. All the call takers are trained. It takes some time. There's a lot of information in the town. We have 250,000 residents. And Martha, you know, I think it's like 22 to 23% are 60 or older. So our population is getting older chronologically, but I don't know in any other way. I think a lot of us are kind of staying active. You know, we're involved with programs. We're trying to get people to be involved in programs. We're trying to connect people to services that are out there. So the fact is that there's a lot of people 60 and over. I think there's something like 10,000 people a day. I'm going to check this. Turning 65 every day, 10,000 people. I don't know if it's worldwide or even just in the United States.
Yeah, the population is growing.
That baby boomer generation, I was born in 64. That's the last year of the baby boomers. So up, you know, I just turned 53 yesterday. Thank you for my cupcakes, Christina. I know your birthday's coming up. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. So that's, you know, I've got 12 years before I'm 65. Oh, I don't even, can't believe I said that. But that being said, that's 10,000 people a day turning 65. So there's a lot of people that are going to be in that area where they can receive services. Most people, however, today that are 65 are still working and probably going to be working for a while, maybe another 5-10 years. It's a very different generation of people turning 65. You know, even just, I think, to collect Social Security,
well,
it's 67 or 68. Yeah. I mean, I know for me, it's like going to be in my later 60s, not 65. So it's, and so there are numbers. And, you know, that number of people who are 60 and over is really dictating to the town, you know, the services that need to be out there. So it's, you know, recognizing that we do have an aging population and that population has the needs, you know, are changing from that of, you know, I don't want to say not changing, but certainly your, you know, mom, dad, kids, family is still an important part, you know, of the population with the kids in school. But the older population is huge. And they're also a big market. They're consumers. They're vacationers. So it's a huge growing population, fastest growing population we have out here in America right now. So the fact that the town of North Hempstead, you know, though Project Independence started 10 years ago under a different administration, now under Judy Bosworth, the now supervisor, she, of course, embraces the program and also herself being a true advocate, which we did talk about at the on the last show, because she has created a veterans committee and has created a disability committee and has a resident advocate in the town for, like, pretty much any issue that might come up. You can call 311 and talk to her. And, of course, her support of Project Independence and kind of, you know, all the programs that we do. Of course, we run by the supervisor. I think she has yet to say, no, that's not a good idea. I mean, she's just kind of go in, you know, her vision is really to allow Project Independence to, you know, keep the programs they have and to, you know, of course, continue and look and see what's out there. And then we wind up with someone like Martha and David.
If I'm not mistaken, Project Independence is unique in this country.
I think it's unique on any place. It's even Suffolk County doesn't have it.
Well, Project Independence, you know, as you know, started as a naturally occurring retirement community, which is, you know, a radius, a small radius within an area of maybe 2 miles where you have
New Hyde Park.
We had one in New Hyde Park, right?
Yeah.
A small area. It's like where you have, there's got to be a certain amount of residents that are 60 and over within a 2 mile radius. And if you have those numbers, you then qualify at the time to be considered a NORC. It's an application process through the New York State Office of the Aging, NYSOFA. So the town went and, you know, went into an application process, and they were kind of awarded this NORC area. And with that, you get a community nurse, a community social worker. You have to partner with a human service agency. And the thing that was very extremely unique was that I don't know that it was ever been done, certainly in a suburban area where a NORC was kind of linked to government. So, you know, it's always kind of interesting when people kind of realize, and we of course are happy to be that government that does provide these services. So the NORC was serving this small area, northern New Hyde Park, doing fabulous. But if you didn't live in that tiny little area, maybe across the street, you weren't getting these services, transportation, access to community social work, nursing, programming, you know, a phone call away. So, you know, at the time, the supervisor said, you know, I can't continue to just serve this. So we started expanding and then keeping the NORC at that time and just kind of growing through region. We kind of had to break the town down into regions to figure out how to implement Project Independence in each region. So we went to Great Neck, where we had our satellite office in Great Neck. And then, you know, we continued Roslyn and Mineola and Westbury Call Place, Williston Park. I mean, just throughout the entire town. So now we are townwide. We have satellite offices in mostly every region. Every region has their social worker, their nurses, programming. So we really did grow. So we have this. And now we don't have actually the NORC anymore. It's kind of been absorbed into the greater Project Independence services, which, you know, was kind of a natural thing. And now, so yeah, it's unique, absolutely. You know, do other towns in the country have government involved with, you know, kind of NORC-like services? I'm sure. But what really makes us so successful, aside from Christina Liu really running the show, I mean, she's the producer of the radio show, but I always say the producer of Project Independence as well. We have fabulous staff, and we have the support of you know, the town and the supervisor. 311 allows you to call in one place to get multiple services. So, you know, there's wonderful services on Long Island, throughout Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk, all the towns. However, there seems to be a lack of an ability to access the different kinds of services. So, like, if you call Project Independence, you know, sometimes somebody will call for a car. And, you know, Shari will talk to them. And through talking, you know what, they may need some other services that we have. So she can then say, you know, let the call go to Paula or let the call go to someone else.
I think my own belief is that one of the reasons we're successful is most of Long Island, there are separate little fiefdoms. They're not cohesive.
Right.
So you got this village. They have nothing to do with that village. They have nothing to do with that village. We are, you put it under the umbrella of the town, Project Independence, mm-hmm. the town itself.
Yeah, I think also it's economically worth, I mean, you're saving an awful lot of money keeping people in their homes rather than in a facility. So in the long run, economically, yeah. this is a big deal,
right.
considering the population that's coming into it.
And when we decided to do that, we did a survey. We wanted to find out what the main needs were to actually help somebody age in place. And it was transportation, food, shopping. So, I mean, you have to have that. People have to get to their doctor, and they have to get to the supermarket. And if they don't drive, they, you know, it's cumbersome. Are they going to call a cab? If they, you know. So this was, you know, great. And also all the social work and nursing programs that we have here. And, of course, we're, like, coming down to a minute and a half. So
yeah, and the socialization.
Socialization.
That's a big part of, I think, of Project Independence.
Yeah, I also think it's just you valuing and using. I think we're an amazing resource. I mean, all those years of work and experience and education, I mean, we're gold mines. For me, I consider it a gold mine of experience and sharing, whether we share it with each other, we share it with our family. Why would you waste these life experiences that we have? We are a gold mine.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I feel. And I'm so glad that you, Project Independent, is tapping into this oil, which I consider gush here. You're tapped
Thank
into
you.
It, but with the, with the most... And I'm going to use that word again, professionalism. Where is this older person coming from? What are their needs? 311 is so simple. I mean, you don't have to remember too much. So right. You can go right to 311. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Oh. So it's easy for the older person to get to. And
yeah.
You've made it easy by not making it so complicated with numbers and so
yeah.
forth.
Martha, we're going to have you back. We've got 20 seconds left on this segment. You've been terrific. You've been listening to Martha Cohen. She is a town resident and also a big supporter of Project Independence, provides programming, and we'll be right back after this short break.